Lanolin Plus brings you the Edgar Bergen Show with Charlie McCarthy.
I'll clip you, help me, I'll move you down.
It's Sunday night, and time again for Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy, Mortimer Sturt, and Ring Over in this orchestra, brought to you, transcribed by the makers of famous Lanolin Plus products. For softer, more youthful-looking skin, and lovelier, more manageable hair. Tonight, our guest is Nelson Eddy. There's a bright new promise in the words you will hear tonight about Lanolin Plus Cosmetics. Its very name, Lanolin Plus, promises you radiant, younger-looking skin and softer, shining hair. And remember, even if your beauty's on a budget, you can have the very best. For most Lanolin Plus products cost such a tiny price. Only a dollar and tax at all cosmetic counters. And now, here is Edgar Bergen with Charlie McCarthy.
Good evening, everybody.
Yeah. Holy smoke, it's Nelson Eddy. Nelson, what are you doing here?
Well, Charlie, I wanted to see you.
Really?
Yep, summer's coming on, and I could use a surfboard. Who says I don't have a sense of humor?
Well, I don't know, but whoever he is, he's right.
Or, actually, Charlie, Nelson came out just for old time's sake. This is our last show of the season, and if you remember, Nelson started with us. That was way back in 1938.
Yes, that's right. I was so young then, I just can't seem to remember who carried me up to the mic.
You must have been quite a boy. It took six ushers, so.
Well, we had a great gang back in the old Jason Sanborn hour. Remember that, Nelson? And beside yourself, there was W.C. Fields, Don Ameche, and Dorothy L'Amour.
Yeah, but we've added a wrinkle or two since then.
Not on this show. We smooth them right out with Lanolin Plus.
But, Nelson, your visit certainly brings back memories.
Well, speaking of memories, Edgar, I brought some to the studio with me.
Oh?
They are recordings of some of the highlights of your past shows.
You mean we're going to hear some of our old friends again?
That's right. Oh. I'm sure your audience would like to reminisce over those past 16 years with us.
Yeah.
Let's see, Charlie, do you remember how it all started?
Yeah. In the beginning, there was Rudy Vallee.
Yes, I suppose we could say Rudy was responsible for it all. He gave us our first chance. Put us on his show, you know.
I'll never forget when you went to him for the job. Listen.
Bergen, we've been waiting here for Rudy Vallee for 3 days. I'm getting hungry.
Hungry?
Yeah.
Well, I'm the one that's hungry. I tell you, Charlie, I'm so starved, I could almost...
Don't look at me that way. No, I'm just skin and bone, Bergen. I'd only stick in your teeth.
So, are you sure this is Rudy Vallee's office?
Oh, it must be. There's a picture of Rudy Vallee looking at a picture of Rudy Vallee.
His Excellency, Rudy Vallee. Will everybody rise, please? Welcome, your furniture.
Mr. Vallee, we came to talk to you about your radio program.
Yeah, it's awfully good, isn't it?
Well... It's not that so much.
Just what are you fellows doing here?
Well, I'm a ventriloquist.
A what?
A ventriloquist. I talk through my stomach.
That's nothing. I sing through my nose. Acrobats, jugglers, now ventriloquists. I'd have everything thrown at me.
Even grapefruit.
Oh, this is a thankless job. I spend my days and nights looking for talent, high and low.
Oh, why don't you hire us?
I hadn't intended to look that low.
Well, we promised to work hard.
Well, are you reliable? You boys don't drink, do you?
No.
Drink? We hardly eat.
Well, I'm going to take a chance on you anyway, against my better judgment.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Vallee, thank you. I deeply appreciate your generosity.
I'll stop licking his hand, all right.
And now, Mr. Vallee, what about money?
Oh, that's all right. You won't have to pay me anything.
No.
some famous feuds in history. The Montagues and the Capulets, the Hatfields and the Coys. But this one topped them all.
I think I know the adversaries. Charlie and the great W.C. Fields.
How we battled.
Yes.
Oh, and how we loved every minute of it.
That's right.
And so did the audience. That feud was responsible for the biggest listening audience any radio show ever had.
Yeah.
Whenever Charlie and W.C. Fields met, sparks flew.
Ah, hello, Edgar.
If it isn't W.C., the original half-man, half-nose,
well... Well, Charlie McCarthy, the woodpecker's pin-up boy.
Well, as long as you're here, Bill, you can talk to me while Charlie's getting his hair cut.
You know, Edgar, it's touching to see your affection for the little nipper. It strikes a tender chord in my heart.
Oh, thank you, Bill. You know, I thought you didn't like children.
Oh, not at all, Edgar. I love children. I can remember when, with my own little unsteady legs, I toddled from room to room.
When was that, last night?
Quiet, Wormwood, or I'll whittle you down to a coat hanger.
Yeah.
Tell me, Charles, is it true your father was a gate leg table?
If it is, your father was under it, all right.
Why, you stunted spruce. I'll throw a Japanese beetle on you.
Why, you barfly, you. I'll stick a wick in your mouth and use you for an alcohol lamp. Oh, I tell you, we were good friends, weren't we?
There was another great pal of yours in those days, John Barrymore.
Oh, yes, he was not only a friend, he was a neighbor. He lived just a stone's throw away.
And many a time he threw it.
John owned quite a place. There was an aviary, a theater, a swimming pool, gun collection room, even a totem pole. In fact, if I remember rightly, we made a totem pole the subject of a radio show once.
You remember rightly, Edgar.
Yeah.
Mr. Barrymore, might I ask, why have you that ugly totem pole staring at us from your front lawn? Aren't you frightened when you get up in the morning and see those ugly faces staring at you?
The morning he stares out and frightens the totem pole.
Well, help me speak the truth. Many a morning I feel like the third man from the top.
See? The great profile. And there he stands. Oh, yes. What features? Why, they look like you've been chiseled.
I have, laddie, Buck, many times.
Look at that nose, how it points. Mama, he looks like he's scented a covey of quail.
You know, John, your name is synonymous with profile.
Yes, yes. And I might add, you know, it's getting a little tiresome riding through life side saddle.
Are you taking medication you don't need for an upset stomach? Alka-Seltzer contains aspirin to work on headache, fever, and minor pain. But in some cases, aspirin causes stomach irritation. However, Brioski contains time-tested ingredients to relieve heartburn, acid indigestion, or sour stomach. Brioski works only in your stomach. Remember, for an upset stomach without a headache, take pleasant-tasting Brioski. Since 1880, no aspirin, no unnecessary medication.
That's right, overeating, overdoing can be fun at time, but later, or the next morning, your stomach might need help. There's no reason for you to over-medicate an already upset stomach by adding analgesics or stimulants when you're simply looking for relief for your upset stomach. Of the three leading antacid seltzers, only Brioski is made for your stomach alone. Brioski, bubbly, lemony Brioski. No analgesics, no stimulants, just simple ingredients to make your stomach feel a lot better. Brioski is good to your stomach. Remember, read and follow all label directions. And now once again, Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Nelson Eddy, John Barrymore, Rudy Valley, W.C. Fields, Jimmy Stewart, and Marilyn Monroe.
I wonder if I could talk a little about memories now, Nelson.
Well, certainly, Edgar.
Some of my fondest memories are musical ones. The splendid singing of Nelson Eddy over the years and the wonderful accompaniment of Ray Noble. And I'm happy to say they've gotten together again for this new song, The Happy Wanderer.
I love to go wandering along the mountain track. My back. Follery, follera, 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 follery, follera, my knapsack on my back. I love to wander by the stream, the dances in the sun. So joyously it calls to me, come join my happy song. Valerie, Valera, Valera, Valerie, Valera, come join my happy song.
Nelson. Oh, more wonderful than ever. But now let's get back to some of those old shows again. You know, I sure got laughs in those days, didn't I?
Yeah, Charlie sure did. But after a while, you had a competitor for the laughs. Edgar created Mortimer Snert.
Yeah.
One of Mortimer's classics was the time he and Jimmy Stewart tangled with you, Edgar, in a panel discussion on agriculture.
Tonight's discussion will concern itself with the various phases of farm problem. And our guests are two of the most prominent farmers in the country. I would like to introduce them to you right now. First, your name, please, sir.
Well, it always has been. What was the query?
The query. Your name is Mortimer Smirk.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And now for our other expert on this farm panel, your name, please.
Well, my name is I know it was a no more name. What was the query?
Yes, your name, sir.
Oh, yes, Zeke Stewart.
Yes, I see. Thank you. Gentlemen, greetings and salutations.
Well, thank you. I don't mind if I do. Yeah.
I'll go along with that.
Mind if I go with you?
No.
Gentlemen, please. This is a forum. Now, what is your opinion on agriculture?
Well, it's my opinion that no farm should be without it.
I'll go along with that.
You'll get there first. Wait for me, huh?
Yeah, now, we must have some helpful information. Now, well, Mr. Snerd, what is your idea on increasing milk production?
I'm glad you asked me. Yeah. Increasing milk production. You got to get a cow. You got to do that. You'll go along with me on that, won't you, Zeke?
Yeah. Should be a female cow.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, this morning I milked 2 gallons of milk in 10 minutes.
I see. Well, you must have been in great form.
Yeah, I was really hitting on all four. Yeah.
Perhaps I'll do better if I explain parity. Parity is equality in purchasing power between different kinds of money at a given ratio.
No!
I'll go along with Zeke's opinion, yeah.
Look, gentlemen, in other words, if a bushel of corn costs $2 under present conditions, do you think...
Well, I'll tell you, it's like this.
I haven't asked the question yet.
Well, I ain't a fellow that waits until the last minute. All right.
Wasting them, that's for dang sure. I like you, Mort. You're nobody's fool.
Well, nobody's in particular, anyway. Well, that's for dang sure.
Yeah, we ought to get along fine. We understand each other.
Who do?
You and me.
Oh, them, yeah.
That's who I was talking
gentlemen,
about.
Gentlemen, if
you
a bushel
me.
Of corn... If a bushel of corn, now get this.
I like you, Mort. Let's get together sometime, Mort.
Okay, where?
Well, we can decide that when we get there.
If a bushel of
anyway, corn. I hope to see you sometime, Mort.
Well, then some other time I can see you. Yeah. If we change off like that, we won't get so sick of seeing each other.
Bushel of corn.
Well, how about coming over to my farm, Zeke?
Okay, where is it?
Well, I'll tell you how to get there if you don't mind getting lost.
How about how far is it? Does the crow fly?
Oh, it's about. Well, you ain't coming by crow, are you?
Should a bushel of corn be sustained by supply and demand? That is, should the price of that bushel of corn be sustained by supply and demand or by government subsidy?
Where'd you say that place
you're going? Well, you see, Mr. Stewart, you go down the road till you come to a crossroad, and then you make a U-turn straight ahead.
Is that there a small U or a capital U?
Well, that's your problem, ain't it?
Yes. Gentlemen, why do you refuse to answer my questions about a bushel of corn?
Because we raise as rutabagas, I see.
Yeah. Well, let's go on to the question box.
Yeah, all right. Let's just go.
No. Here's the first question. How do you treat potato bugs?
With contempt.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, gentlemen, but our time is up.
Well, I reckon that's as good a direction as any.
Yeah, I think.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want printed copies of this discussion, don't write us. Write your psychiatrist. You're nuts.
I'll go along with that.
Well, me too.
I think one of my favorite shows was the time Marilyn Monroe was a guest.
Oh, boy, I was really living there for a while.
That was quite a romance Charlie and Marilyn Monroe had. In fact, they were on the verge of getting married.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie, in a little while you will be married to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie, there comes a time in everyone's life when... when he must learn about certain things.
Yes. Well, what do you want to know, Bergen?
Well, I mean, what I'm trying to tell you, Charlie, is that... what I'm trying to explain to you...
I don't know what you're trying to...
Charlie!
Oh, Marilyn Monroe!
Oh, yes.
You look beautiful.
I'm wearing my wedding dress.
Yeah.
Something borrowed.
Yeah, you didn't borrow enough.
We'll be so happy. Mm-hmm. I can see it now.
Yeah.
You and I by the fireplace and the kettle whistling.
Oh, who can blame it?
Charlie.
Marilyn, my dear, we were made for each other.
Kiss me, Charlie. Just to make sure.
Yes, gladly, all right. Song. I think they've enlarged the orchestra.
Charlie, you can't go through with this marriage. The whole country's in revolt, old boy.
Yes?
Here, look, I brought my portable radio so you could hear what's happening.
And now, here's Gabriel Heater.
Ah, there's bad news tonight. Marilyn Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. Somewhere in an army camp, a soldier is tearing up his calendar. Somewhere in New York, a man is crying. That's me. Now for a brief message from our sponsor.
Don't do it, Marilyn.
Heaven's sake, turn on another station.
I'll try this one.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Arthur Godfrey, sponsored by practically everyone. Monroe is marrying Charlie McCarthy. By golly, there'll be no commercials today. Only last night I was looking at a picture of Marilyn Monroe and smoking, and I didn't even have a cigarette. Now she's getting married, oh dear. Well, this is for you, Marilyn. I went to your wedding. I was dreading the thought of losing you. Your mother was crying. Your father was crying.
His strings are getting soggy. Turn him off.
I'll try this station,
yeah,
Sheriff.
Try to.
Stand by now for a shortwave broadcast. Direct from England, we bring you the Honorable Winston Churchill.
This is America's darkest hour. The entire British Empire extends its sympathy. If Charles McCarthy insists upon going through with his marriage to Marilyn Monroe, I have only one thing to say. Never has anyone so little taken so much from so many.
Oh, Marilyn, why? Why did you change your mind?
Well, she took the baseball player instead of the bat.
Why didn't she tell me she wanted an outfielder? I'd have played ball with her.
You know, Nelson, those are some wonderful highlights. But there's one show I imagine you were too modest to include because you were the guest.
Oh, you mean when he played the Northwest Mountie in the Southeast Africa? Yeah.
Oh, no, not
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we've still got the sketch, so come on, let's do it, Nelson.
The scene opens as the Mounties ride deeper and deeper into this African-type jungle.
I'm worried, Monty McCarthy. We've been riding our horses deeper and deeper into this African-type jungle. I'm afraid we're lost.
Not lost yet, Mounty Nelson. Tell me, does the sun rise in the west and set in the east?
Why, no.
Well, then I've come to one conclusion. I'm facing the wrong way on my horse.
Oh, so that's it. I thought someone had shot the horse's head off. Say, there comes Mounty Noble riding up.
Oh, they're dying like flies. They're dying like flies.
Who?
The flies, old boy.
You're through, Mounty Noble. Turn in your crazy red coat.
Well, it's just as well. This jungle's too dangerous.
Yeah.
Just a while ago, a big lion was chasing me and clawing at my pants.
Oh.
A lion clawing at your pants?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do?
Well, I turned to him and I said, look here, old boy, if you're getting in, I'm getting out.
McCarthy, we're losing men too fast. What happened to Bergen?
Oh, you mean Mounty Baldy? The crocodiles got him.
Oh, we'll never get out of here alive. I don't want to die. I'm too young to die. Too young to die.
We're nice. We'll let him get away with that. Have a courage, Mounty Nelson. Get a grip on yourself.
But I'm half mad with fear. How can I get a grip on myself?
Well, make it a half Nelson. We have to push on and get our man. Ooh, a snake just wrapped itself around my neck.
Is it a boa?
At a time like this, I don't think its sex is important.
I'd better give you shots to prevent the jungle diseases.
Yeah.
Roll up your sleeves.
Right, Mounty Nelson.
Malaria? Typhoid? Beriberi.
That's in case I got bitten by a tee-tee-tee-tee.
The teacher going, I think I'll sing.
Couldn't I just have some more shots instead?
Oonga bonga wonga. Bongo, wonga, woo.
Oh, that's beautiful. What is that, Mounty Nelson?
It's an old Ubangi love song.
Oh.
It was first sung by a chieftain locked in jail. Mm-hmm. He sang it to his Ubangi sweetheart who was waiting outside.
Well, what is it in English?
Slip me those lips under the door. And long, long kiss. I'll ask for no more. Under the door, a foot or more. Lift me those lips that hang to.
Summer is such a wonderful season, but it can be positively devastating to your beauty, especially your hair. For those lovely warm sun rays that give your skin its attractive tan are the same ones that rob your hair of natural oils that keep it soft and shining and easy to manage. That's why Lanolin Plus Hard Water Shampoo is such an important part of your summer beauty routine for your hair. As the billowy suds whisk away dirt and grime, something else wonderful is happening. The abundance of Lanolin Plus is supplementing the precious oils that give your hair a silky sheen and new manageability. You see, the beneficial esters and cholesterols in Lanolin Plus are the closest duplication of nature's own kind of lubricants. So no wonder your hair suddenly takes on new life and luster, stays gloriously soft and in place from one shampoo to the next. Make Lanolin Plus Hard Water Shampoo your next shampoo. You'll find the price so small, only a dollar.
The very thought of you and I forget to do.
And now, here is Edgar Bergen.
Thank you, Nelson Eddy, for coming over and helping us wind up the season in such a memorable fashion. Charlie and I will be back next September with a brand new show. Right now, I'd like to thank everyone who's helped to make our 16 years in radio such a delightful experience for us. Our wonderful guest stars, just a few of whom you've heard tonight. Ray Noble and his great music. Our sponsors. Our writers, Norman Paul, Cy Rose, and Zeno Klinker. Our producer, Sam Pierce. Our staff, Kenny McManus, Pat Walsh, Murray, and of course, Jack Kirkwood and all the rest of our wonderful cast, and our announcer, Bill Baldwin. And so now, until next September, Charlie, Mortimer, and all of us wish you a very happy summer.